consecrate my office, my energies, and all the wisdom I can summon to the cause of peace among nations.
Now those who seek absolute power, even though they seek it to do what they regard as good, are simply demanding the right to enforce their own version of heaven on earth.
I want to thank Secretary Powell for his careful and powerful presentation of the facts.
A pack of lies. A pack of lies.
The United States government has, one way or another, ordered, authorized, permitted, tolerated, torture.
We're making tremendous progress, but there is much more to do to win the war on terrorism and defeat terrorism.
I have a dream. I have a dream.
The fact is, we do need better international governance to help spread the benefits of globalization, 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 globalization.
American world domination or paramountcy. Historically, the U.S. sought security, not domination.
Nothing's perfect in life, so you have an election that's not quite perfect.
Now was the time to come forward and say who specifically was on that energy task force and lift any kind of shadow that's still there.
Yeah, we've been through this issue a number of times.
We need to make sure that the political, the economic, and the security infrastructure of that state is shaped and helped to come into being.
Weapons of mass destruction.
What we do know about this pervasive wiretapping virtually compels the conclusion that the President of the United States has been breaking the law repeatedly and insistently. A president who breaks the law is a threat to the very structure of our government. Our founding fathers were adamant that they had established a government of laws and not men. They recognized that the structure of government they had enshrined in our Constitution, our system of checks and balances, was designed with a central purpose of ensuring that it would govern through the rule of law. As John Adams said, the executive shall never exercise the legislative and judicial powers, or either of them, to the end that it may be a government of laws and not of men. An executive who arrogates to himself the power to ignore the legitimate legislative directives of the Congress or to act free of the check of the judiciary becomes the central threat that the founders sought to nullify in the Constitution, an all-powerful executive, too reminiscent of the king from whom they had broken free.
You know, I got the message early, why don't you connect dots? And we're going to and safeguard the civil liberties of the people. That's what you got to know. That's a great question. Thank you for asking it.
And if there's another 9/11 attack in the United States, do you think that the FBI will be...
Well, I think if there was another 9/11 attack in the United States, the pressure to go to a separate MI5 would be overwhelming.
The lawyers represent suspected enemy combatants detained in Guantanamo Bay, immigrants swept up after 9/11 and since deported, and a Canadian man picked up by the U.S. and sent to Syria, where he claims he was tortured. The lawyers say they talk often by phone and email with their overseas clients, many once suspected of having connections to Al-Qaeda, so it's highly likely, they say, that their phone calls were secretly monitored.
We believe that we fit the profile that's been identified by the Attorney General and President of the United States like a glove. We fit it perfectly.
A wiretap requires a court order. Constitutional guarantees are in place when it comes to doing what is necessary to protect our homeland because we value the Constitution.
Then say another.
I can fully understand why members of Congress are expressing concerns about civil liberties. I know that. Do I have the legal authority to do this? And the answer is absolutely.
And you buy it.
every time. Roger Ebert says Bush delivers each ridiculous line like he really means it. Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity give two thumbs up, saying, "We believe every word." And Rex Reed says, "See Dick Cheney in the performance of his career, blowing history right out of the water with total conviction."
We've been able to do this before 9/11. We might have been able to pick up on two hijackers who subsequently flew a jet into the Pentagon.
Not since Lord of the Rings have we seen such great acting, such a fantastic story, or so many continuity problems. You won't believe your ears when George Bush stars in I Know Who You're Calling. Rated BS for Bulls.
We're under attack on 9/11. A couple days after that, if I were president of the United States and somebody said we have the ability to check on all the conversations going on between here and Hamburg, Germany, where all the Al-Qaeda people are, or somewhere in Saudi where they came from and their parents are, and we could mine some of that information by just looking for some keywords like World Trade Center or Pentagon, I'd do it.
Well, you'd be breaking the law.
Yeah, well, maybe that's part of the job.
Doesn't matter, they're whatever they are, they have a right to their opinion. But the country's coming down 60-40, basically saying we want to be protected, we do not feel our rights are being violated by the NSA eavesdropping or the Patriot Act.
Would you feel this way if Hillary were president?
Yeah.
Because then you know the pro-life and the pro-gun, well, they'll be targets of warrantless searches.
No, but...
And maybe conservative commentators will be targets of warrantless
searches. Not unless we're dealing with Al-Qaeda, correct? Aren't I correct?
If she has to go to a judge, like FISA, she'd have to demonstrate the connection to Al-Qaeda. If she doesn't have to go to a judge,
okay, but there
she
hasn't
can pick
been...
whoever she wants.
If there was any doubt about how thrilled conservatives are about Judge Samuel Alito's prospects, arriving on Capitol Hill to a rock star's welcome said it all.
Let me come now to the statement you made in 1985 that the Constitution does not provide a basis for a woman's right to an abortion. Do you agree with that statement today, Judge Alito?
Well, that was a correct statement.
Democrats are likely to continue their aggressive prodding today of Judge Samuel Alito. This follows an unusually emotional day, with his wife Martha Ann leaving the room in tears after relentless attacks from Democrats. Senator Lindsey Graham came to his defense.
Are you really a closet bigot?
I'm not any kind of a bigot.
No, sir, you're not. Judge Alito, I am sorry that you've had to go through this. I am sorry that your family has had to sit here and listen to this.
Judge Alito, if you were confirmed to sit on the highest court in the land, how could you reconcile some of your past rulings to protect the liberties of all Americans?
We visited Sedona once. It's a pretty town out in the desert. There's a church there. I forget what.
Mr. Alito, do you plan on taking this neo-federalist view that we're guaranteed few, if any, actual rights?
A trick to a good chili recipe is the quality of beef you use. I don't care about all the fancy spices and whatnot.
Judge Alito, every extremist right-wing group in the country is quietly pushing for your confirmation. But why shouldn't the majority who don't share those values not be afraid of placing you on the high court? Answer me, please.
So the Pope, Rosie O'Donnell, and a Boy Scout are all on this plane that's gonna crash.
Judge Alito, can we have answers?
A bird flu epidemic starting in a country called Turkey.
Judge, please!
I mean, tell me that's not irony at work. You know?
Answer the question! Judge Alito!
It was very much the forced entry. Explosives and, he says, guns fired into the bedroom he shared with his wife, 7-month-old son, and 3-year-old daughter.
She was shouting, "Daddy, Daddy, what they're doing, Daddy, Americans."
If they're in there, if you're in India...
Dozens of military raids like this one last month in Ramadi are carried out around Iraq every day, often the result of a tip-off. Sometimes the result's spectacular success, a hostage recovered, an insurgent arrested. Other times, spectacular mistakes.
All right, where did he come from? All right, we're in the wrong place here.
You deny it's worth discussing what even the Pentagon admits was inadequate body armor for the troops.
John. What's in my hands? Look what's in my hands. It's Osama bin Laden's balls. And you're cupping them. Cupping Osama's balls with that kind of talk.
all the criticism of the administration off the table.
Hey, John, it's not like there's not even a point to be having this debate. John, you cannot reason with these people. They have a fixed agenda they mean to pursue no matter what.
The terrorists.
Of course, John. They are radical ideologues with a penchant for aggression who profoundly misjudge the character of the American people.
The terrorists.
Yes, John!
The removal of seals by the Iranian government in defiance of numerous IAEA board resolutions demonstrates that it has chosen confrontation with the international community over cooperation and negotiation.
And from the beginning, we said that if we use centrifuges, it would be under the supervision of the IAEA. Right now, the agency inspectors are there, their cameras are there, these projects are happening under their supervision. There is nothing secret about it.
You mentioned the United Kingdom and Tony Blair. What did Britain get out of supporting your war?
I think Britain gets the satisfaction.
What do you mean, our war? Let's be careful.
Who led it?
We led it, but Prime Minister Blair and the United Kingdom was a sovereign nation that made a decision, along with many other nations, to be part of this coalition.
What did we get out of it?
I'm about to tell you. You got a country that you never have to worry about having weapons of mass destruction anymore.
But it didn't have
you
any.
You got a country you don't have to worry about. It did have them in the past.
It didn't have them anymore.
The time we invaded, they had every capability, every intention of having such weapons. And because I think that the Iraqi forces are now starting to show greater strength and capability, so they should take on the greater part of the burden. But even though we bring the numbers down, I think we're going to be there for years helping the Iraqis.
One final point. During the time that you were Secretary of State, were you aware of any planes transiting the UK or anywhere else in the European Union carrying prisoners for so-called rendition?
I was aware that there was a process known as rendition that was used from time to time, but with respect to where and what planes might have been used and where they might be going, I have no information on that, and if I did, I wouldn't reveal.
Ohio Republican Bob Ney has given up his House committee chairmanship. He's been linked to lobbyist Jack Abramoff, who pleaded guilty in the Justice Department lobbying corruption investigation. Ney says he's stepping aside only temporarily.
Because of all the controversy, and the fact that, you know, people have talked about this so much, I don't want to hinder the institution of the House. And I say that meaning Democrats and Republicans.
Ney has been identified as the congressman referenced in Abramoff's guilty plea.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, 50,000 National Guard troops responded to this country's worst natural disaster. In Iraq, one-third of American ground combat forces are National Guard troops. But now, the Defense Department is considering massive cuts in the Guard to save money. Senior commanders tell CNN the cuts, if approved by the Pentagon and Congress, could seriously hurt the Guard's ability to respond to a natural disaster, a terrorist attack, or even an outbreak of bird flu.
Okay, now Democrats are seen, I think justifiably, as fighting for women and minorities. They stand for something, and Republicans stand against women and minorities going to Princeton.
This is exactly what I was saying. This is the best allies that the Bush administration has in Washington today are the Senate Democrats, the Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and now Paul Begala. They frame the argument so unfairly and so narrowly, and try to...
Why do you suppose he bragged about
this?
Look, Senator Byrd was in the Ku Klux Klan, but it was 70 years ago, and he disavowed it, and they still attack him for it today. Why was this guy bragging about being in this racist group?
Officials announced today that thousands of low-income Rhode Island homeowners will be receiving cheap heating oil from Venezuelan oil giant Citgo. Rhode Island becomes the fifth U.S. state to enter into an agreement with the leftist Venezuelan regime this winter.
In October, I wrote 9 largest oil companies in the world and asked them, because of the extraordinary increase in prices and extraordinary increase in profits, to help out low-income families. Citgo responded. I thank them for that.
I think it's very important for people to begin to realize the importance of keeping the King Center as an independent vehicle of sorts. And what I mean by that is my father always had an independent voice in the sense of being able to constructively critique this government. And a lot of times if you're housed in a building that's owned by the federal government, you're a little more uncomfortable doing something like that. And so you lose that essence.
Well, that leads us to our last call question. Weigh in on this. Should the Martin Luther King Jr. Center be sold to the federal government? Give us a call at 1-800-807-2620.
According to New York State officials, Wall Streeters are taking home record bonuses, more than $21 billion in 2005. That translates to an average of $125,000 for the average trader, almost three times what the average teacher takes home in a year.
Now, I have a real world question for those of you women in the audience. Just something I'd like to know. How many of you, in the secrecy and privacy of your own dreams and hopes, would love to be hired as eye candy? All right, let me clarify this eye candy business. I can't believe that I'm probably going to get into a lot of trouble here, but there's a story. Six women have sued a German bank because they've been hired for eye candy. They were hired as eye candy, which means they were hired for their looks. Maybe that's the stumbling block. Maybe I have to think women know that term. So they got hired for their looks, and this offended them, and so they're filing discrimination suits, $1.4 billion discrimination suit, which all I know some women who would love to be flattered, to be complimented, to be hired as eye candy. So I ask the question, how many of you women in the audience, in the deepest, dark secrets of your dreams and desires, would be flattered to be hired as eye candy? I'm not talking about, I don't know how many of you want to be sexually harassed, and it's not what I was asking. But I mean, if somebody wants to hire you to look good for whoever is the first to walk in the door every day, why not? If that's your asset.
Ariel Sharon, who is, again, a very likable person, a delightful person to be with. I prayed with him personally, but here he's at the point of death. He was dividing God's land. And I would say woe unto any prime minister of Israel who takes a similar course to appease the EU, the United Nations, or the United States of America. God says, this land belongs to me. You better leave it alone.
Robertson's apology comes just one day after Israel's tourism industry cut him out of a $50 million deal to build a Christian heritage site in northern Israel. The ministry says it has not been contacted by Robertson, and its decision to continue the project without him still stands.
Do you know anything about chocolate? How do you make chocolate? You take dark chocolate, you mix it with white milk, and it becomes a delicious drink. That's the chocolate I'm talking about.
So you're not talking, so as far as clarifying, is there any clarifying that you need of the statement that you made?
I don't see why. New Orleans was a chocolate city before Katrina. It's going to be a chocolate city after. How is that divisive? It's white and black working together, coming together, and making something special.